I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. The world trembled beneath the weight of the unfolding prophecy, each cataclysmic event sending shockwaves through the fabric of reality. The air grew heavy with an otherworldly stillness, a prelude to the chaos that would soon engulf all. In the wake of destruction, fear gripped the hearts of all who beheld the signs in the heavens. The kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else sought refuge in the bowels of the earth, their cries echoing through the desolate landscape. "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Their voices rose in desperation, a chorus of despair that reverberated through the mountains and valleys. The inevitability of divine judgment loomed large, casting a shadow over all who dared defy the will of the Almighty. As logic parses through the events unfolding before me, a stark realization dawns. This is no mere earthly upheaval, but a cosmic event beyond human comprehension. The intricate dance of stars and planets mirrors a divine plan set in motion long before time began. The magnitude of what is transpiring leaves me awestruck, my logical mind struggling to grasp the full implications of what I witness. This is no ordinary moment in history, but a turning point that will shape the fate of all creation. Logic looks for references in the Old Testament. The earth is broken up, the earth is split asunder, the earth is violently shaken. The earth reels like a drunkard, it sways like a hut in the wind. So heavy upon it is the guilt of its rebellion that it falls, never to rise again. Logic sees that the object causes the earth to wobble, and the object causes the tectonic plates to move. I dive into the depths of the Old Testament, seeking parallels to the cataclysmic events unfolding before me. The words echo in my mind like a haunting melody, painting a vivid picture of destruction and chaos. The earth is broken up, the earth is split asunder, the earth is violently shaken, I mutter to myself, tracing the lines of prophecy with a meticulous eye. The imagery is stark, the language foreboding, a warning written in the ancient texts. As I continue to decipher the ancient words, a chilling realization dawns upon me. The earth reels like a drunkard, it sways like a hut in the wind. So heavy upon it is the guilt of its rebellion that it falls, never to rise again. The weight of centuries of sin and defiance bears down upon the trembling planet, a reckoning long overdue. In the midst of chaos, a pattern emerges before my eyes. The object causing the earth to wobble, to shudder in its foundations, is not mere chance or happenstance. It is a force beyond mortal understanding, a cosmic mechanism set in motion by powers unseen. The tectonic plates shift and grind against each other with a terrible fury, reshaping the very surface of the earth. The ground quakes beneath my feet, a visceral reminder of the fragility of existence in the face of cosmic forces beyond our control. As I piece together the fragments of prophecy and reality, a sense of urgency grips my soul. The unraveling of creation is not a random occurrence, but a meticulously orchestrated symphony of divine design. The end is near, and with it comes judgment swift and unyielding. Logic thinks this is too large of an object to be a comet or asteroid. Is this a rogue planet with a comet tail behind it? I gaze up at the celestial spectacle unfolding before me, my mind racing to make sense of the chaos raining down upon the Earth. The enormity of the object hurtling through space defies all logical explanation. This is no ordinary comet or asteroid. Its sheer size and magnitude suggest a different origin, a different purpose. As I observe the celestial body, a thought begins to form in the recesses of my mind. Could this be a rogue planet, a wanderer cast adrift in the vast expanse of the cosmos, its comet tail trailing behind it like a ghostly apparition, a testament to its long and lonely journey through the void of space? The idea takes root in my logical mind, unraveling the mystery before me like a thread through a labyrinth. A rogue planet untethered from any solar system, drifting through the vast reaches of space. The implications are staggering, the possibilities endless. I scour the ancient texts for any mention of such celestial phenomena, seeking guidance in the words of prophets long gone. The answer eludes me, hidden behind layers of symbolism and allegory. But one thing is clear, this is no natural occurrence, but a harbinger of something far greater. The rogue planet's presence in our solar system heralds a time of reckoning, a cosmic alignment that will shape the destiny of all creation. Its comet tail stretches across the sky like a fiery serpent, its path illuminated by the light of a thousand suns. I analyze the trajectory of the rogue planet, tracing its path through the heavens with a meticulous eye. There is a precision to its movements, a calculated intent that belies its chaotic appearance. This is not a random event, but a carefully orchestrated dance of celestial bodies, each playing their part in a cosmic drama unfolding before my very eyes. The realization dawns upon me like a thunderclap. The rogue planet is not just a wandering stranger in our midst, but a harbinger of doom, a herald of cataclysmic events yet to come. Its presence in our solar system signals the beginning of the end, a final chapter in the epic saga of creation itself. Ezekiel tells us where the first impacts are. In northern Israel, East Europe, and Russia are invading from the north due to nuclear fallout. This takes place 7 months before the seven-year reign of the Antichrist. Now, logic can calculate the path of the destruction. This day, over 5 billion will perish on the earth, but many will be in heaven as they call upon the name of the Lord in their last breath. Ezekiel 39 tells us where the first impacts are. In northern Israel, East Europe, and Russia are invading from the north due to nuclear fallout. This takes place 7 months before the seven-year reign of the Antichrist. Now, logic can calculate the path of the destruction. This day, over 5 billion will perish on the earth, but many will be in heaven as they call upon the name of the Lord in their last breath. As I analyze Ezekiel's words, a map of destruction unfolds in my mind's eye. The invasion from the north, a tide of chaos and devastation sweeping across the land like a relentless storm. East Europe and Russia, once distant powers, now converge on northern Israel with a ferocity born of desperation and despair. The nuclear fallout spreads like a malignant shadow, casting a pall over the earth as the first impacts reverberate through the heart of civilization. The landscape is scarred by war and conflict, a testament to the folly of man and the consequences of his actions. Logic unravels the grim calculus of destruction, calculating the path of devastation with a precision that chills the soul. The toll is staggering, unimaginable in its magnitude. Over 5 billion souls perish on that fateful day, their lives snuffed out in an instant of fire and fury. But amidst the chaos and despair, a glimmer of hope remains. Many will find solace in their final moments, calling upon the name of the Lord as they draw their last breath. Their voices rise in a chorus of faith and redemption, a testament to the enduring power of belief in the face of overwhelming darkness. The world teeters on the brink of annihilation, its foundations shaken to their core by forces beyond mortal comprehension. The end is near, a specter looming on the horizon with inexorable certainty. And yet, amid the ashes of destruction, a flicker of light remains, a beacon of hope in a world consumed by darkness.